a letter in the Holy Letters of the Rebbe, volume 5, letter number 1493, and this is dated Hay Nissan, Tavshin Beis in Brooklyn, Shalom Uvracha. So the Rebbe said, at this occasion, and as the festival of Pesach is just about to come, so I am allowing for myself to come to write to you my following lines. It is very understood, that's simply understood, anybody who wants to reflect on the happenings of these later years, you cannot explain them historically. The laws of history don't apply, because what has been taking place was totally different what we could have expected if we just looked back to history. Especially we see this in the happenings that took place in the land of Israel in this time. And we're talking about here 1952. And this was the founding, I guess, of the State of Israel.
The Yemenites were coming in the magic carpet in 51, 52.
So the Rebbe says, after the conclusion from this reflection, that many times, very oftentimes, the spirit and the tzura, that's the spirituality, they dominate and they rule over the material and over the chaymer. The tzura is gabris ala chaymer. Such extent that even the victory in physical matters we see in lately, that to the weaker side, they were the one, they physically weaker, yet if they had a stronger spiritual standing, they were the one the victory, because as we see it in the life of the public, we should also look at it in the life of an individual, especially as it pertains specifically to the specific of the Jewish people that took place after this terrible Holocaust, the terrible devastation that was in these later years. Each one and one of us who is the She'eris HaPleita, left over, that escaped, our responsibility is very great to the community than it was up till now, especially if we find ourselves in a situation that a person's individual life serves as an example, as a role model that people in his area will learn from him. So then your responsibility is very great, because people will follow you in many details. So you have a responsibility that people that look up to you. So the Rebbe says, I'm not coming here to give you a drasha, to talk. What am I intending with my letter that I'm writing to you over here is, I heard about you. Especially, I found out that you learned for a period of time in the yeshiva Tomchit Mimim Lubavitch, that you learned in Lubavitch Yeshiva. So it's for sure that it's impossible that this should be, God forbid, totally lost, Chas V'Sholem. Your study in Tomchit Mimim should be totally wasted. How much we can learn this, we see for sure from a physical material that there is a rule in nature that it doesn't get lost. It just changes the shape of the material chambers, or it changes from material to energy, but it doesn't get lost totally, even part of it. So if that is the case with material, physical material, for sure, how much more so that it's the spiritual matters that are not given to the rules of materialism. So since Hashem gave you the privilege, and you are living in the holy land, may it be built, that the verse states, Eretz Ashereina Hashem Lekecha B'Mereshav Nachshon. It's a land which God looks after from the beginning to the end of the year. And your situation is that you have a standing in the community, that you serve as a role model to a certain group of people. So for sure, just mildly reflecting, you will sense the great responsibilities that is on your shoulders. Whether the responsibilities for tens of generations of our fathers and forefathers, each one of them have given and contributed from their lives in the golden chain of the Jewish history when they were going up to the path that goes up to the house of Hashem. You have a responsibility for the founders and the leaders of the Yeshiva Sefer Chaim Lubavitch that they invested in each one and one of the students of the yeshiva the best of their land, the intention of their heart and their soul. And also the responsibility for yourself and your family members. That means towards your godly soul, which is finds itself in each one and one of the Jewish people, and it yearns and it's thirsty to utilize the powers in the daily life and in matters that pertain to actuality. As it's known, this is the character of the Jewish person. And what is the power of, and what is the slogan? Asiya le'ela, doing is the upper is to do. When you will reflect in this responsibility, I am strongly hopeful, as our sages tell us, when you throw a stick, it lands on its source. The way it grows, it will go back to its source. So that you and your family in the soif, eventually and very soon in the near future, you will serve as a symbol, as a sample for a Jewish Hasidic home, not only in knowledge and opinion, but also in actuality, in actions. Nothing stands in the way of your will. If you want to, you will accomplish this. Rebbe blesses him with proper health, a kosher and happy Pesach, festival of Pesach for you and your whole family members.